It's that time again, your crypto daily time. So grab a seat, get some coffee, hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. And now here's your hosts, Red Planet 32 and Johnny Boy Crypto.
Alright, hello, crypto world. This is your man, Johnny Boy Crypto. I'm Johnny Boy Crypto. Johnny Boy Crypto, live with Red Planet 32. And we are here, live in the living color, doing it in 3D. Another episode of your Crypto Daily, live with our special guest on tonight. So excited. Airwire Coin. Let's give them a round of applause, everyone. We finally got these guys on the show. It's so excited. And so we have a great show lineup for you guys tonight. Of course, do not forget to hit that subscribe button and make sure that you click on that like button and make sure you ring that little bell to the side so that you can be reminded when we go live on the air. And Johnny, I hope that you're out there. I think we got Sneaky Good Lord hanging out with us again tonight. This is like your second night this week that you're hanging out with the Sneaky Good Lord. You're making yourself a regular. And I hope the sound is fabulous for everyone that's listening on tonight. And Johnny, talk to us tonight about some news in the crypto world.
The minor losses and relative calm continues. Bitcoin slips a little bit. NBC News claims that your computer could be quietly mining Bitcoin for someone else.
I've been hearing about that.
And a hedge fund manager will accept Bitcoin for his $16 million mansion.
Wow.
And a man in Oslo killed after selling a large amount of Bitcoin on privacy peer-to-peer transaction. So guys got to be careful if you guys are out there making transactions on the streets for fiat to Bitcoin, vice versa.
Got to be careful. Yeah.
And we have some bounties going on tonight in the ycdhub.info Discord. ycdhub.info. We have Crypto Coins channel. First you have to subscribe to your Crypto Daily YouTube channel. Take a screenshot after you subscribe. Then go to ycdhub.info and go to the Crypto Coins Discord channel. Link and share speech on the bounties there, and you go to PQS Coins. And share screenshot there, and you do it. Go to New York Coin.
You got to say that one more, Johnny. Awesome. You got to say that one more time, Johnny. You got to say that one more time. You're breaking up on us.
Okay. So you go to Crypto Coins, POS Coin, or NYC Coin.
Okay.
Discord servers, and you share a screenshot of at all three, and you can earn all the crypto there.
So that's crypto. That's Crypto Coins Discord server. That's on the ycdhub.info, and check out the POS coin and NYC coin. Did I hear you correctly there? All right,
yes,
there.
Sir.
Okay, there it is. All right, that's an exciting time. We're gonna give out some coins tonight. Check out the servers there. Make sure you check out ycdhub.info if you have not already joined. Check out the POS coin that's there. Check out Crypto Coins Discord channel that's there on ycdhub.info and NYC coin. I want to thank those guys for coming on this week. They were on with us on Wednesday, Mr. Slosh and company there. And then we had on yesterday, if you guys didn't get a chance to check out the podcast, the link has been sent out on Twitter. On Red Planet 321, which is my Twitter handle.
And don't forget, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Last but not least, Airwire. We're going to get the Discord in the chat room. Airwire is doing a bounty as well.
All right. Airwire is doing a bounty as well. So, make sure you guys.
Just to
Go ahead.
Type in the general chat, special word, your crypto daily. Ken, you said your crypto daily for the special word.
Yes, sir. We'll get that over to everybody.
All right. So make sure you get those. Check out those channels there. Without any further ado, let's welcome to the stage Ken from Airwire. Let's give that man a round of applause.
How you doing, fellas?
Yes. Oh, man, we're glad to have you guys on tonight, man. It's always cool to have, you know, new blood on the show. And
we're excited to be on here.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. I believe I've had the pleasure of speaking with you via Discord or Zoom calls. So it's good to see the person behind the name. And
I don't come out very often, so a rare appearance.
Oh man, that's good. That's even more special for us than on tonight.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, without any further ado, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the crypto business, and just take it from there.
Sure. Let me get this telegram out of here. I got in early. I was a day trader in equities.
Okay.
For a long time. And one day I wasn't really into anything else, but I was trading gold and silver and some other stocks. And I was watching a CNBC halftime report, and it come up that they were going to talk about this thing called Bitcoin, that it was currently $5, and where if you should buy or if it was a scam, or how the regular media does their thing.
It's pretty funny stuff.
So I listened to it and I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And didn't really do anything at that point, but I started researching it, and I started. And to kind of backtrack, the reason that I even was into silver and gold was because of the inflation of the dollar, you know, all these things that were happening in the financial markets. Mm-hmm. And so it was a very easy transition for me to connect the dots as to why people were getting into Bitcoin.
Okay.
Didn't do anything for a while, just kind of watched it and learned. And then finally that first pump, when it went from like, a couple hundred to up over 1,000 the first time. That's when I started getting in. I got in right before that first pump happened. And from there, you know, the rest is history. I was hooked, learned more, started getting into alts, and here I am today.
Wow. Wow, that's good stuff, man. So you got into the altcoins and you're here now, but how did you end up at Airwire then? So because you're a guy after Johnny's own heart, because he loves all those precious metals and such, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's his thing. And but how did you get into Airwire? How did that whole thing transpire?
You know, it was, I'm sure how it is with everyone's life. It's 1,000 things that you don't realize are, you're on a path to somewhere where you don't realize where you're headed yet.
Right.
You're just on that path. And that's kind of how it was for me. For me getting into, you know, I got into rare coins when I was young. Got into trading once I was out of high school and out of college. Got into precious metals. Started a website that was a silver and gold and rare coins auction website.
Okay.
Which got me even more into crypto. I figured I could do the same thing with crypto. So I started doing some auctions with crypto inside that site. And that's kind of on the personal side, what I was doing. But on the professional side, I got in with Build Team, which is, they're the biggest company in business inside of Steemit.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like Steam Builder and Minnow Booster, and they've created all these applications. And they do about, I would say 25, they get about 25% of the traffic of Steemit per month run through their applications. And I fell into with those guys just as an advisory role. And then I became their business development manager for a while and really worked on monetizing and increasing the efficiency of all their applications. While I was doing that, I just started building positions in a bunch of crypto that I liked. I fell into a couple chats where I met the founders, you know, the co-founders that we have now, which is Luke Shepherd and David Hunter. And Luke had, you know, a great idea of being able to send crypto over social media, which was a thought that everyone says, which is kind of how the crypto world works. You know, everyone says they can do something, but only a few people can actually pull it off.
Right.
and he's like, hey, I'm going to build this. I'll be back in a couple of months. And he built it. And there was a couple of coins, like I said, that kind of said that they were going to do that in 2014, but just didn't pull it off even till today. And he came back in a couple of months and said, you know, we can now send crypto over social media and a few other realms. You know, let's put this company together and go from there. And we did.
Wow. Okay. So you guys have gotten to the point where you were able to not only come up with an idea, but you are mm-hmm. able to deliver on that idea. Correct?
Yeah. And that's the thing. We're all in the U.S. Luke is in London, but the company is in the United States. And for you to be able to execute a token sale or an ICO, you have to have a working product to even ICO. That's one of the requirements for the rules and regulations. And so we couldn't even start that until we had our platform built. So we built everything in ahead of time. And yeah, we've made some great strides since, but the platform's been up and operating for, you know, since, you know, the end of 2017. Maybe even to the fall of 2017.
Nice.
So the platform's live. We're continuing to add on more features, and we're really excited about, you know, where we're at. We're just kind of now hitting our stride as far as getting out of the ICO and into the real world of you know, getting our name out there and showing what we're capable of. So it's a very exciting time for us.
That's good stuff, man. And you seem like you guys have it going on as far as your plans are concerned. So let's really talk about what this coin and what this product is really all about. I mean, that's why we're here.
Magical project we haven't
about yet. Yeah, that you guys are able to deliver on. And I'm going to bring your website right on the screen. We can just go right through it. All right. Okay. And let's see here. Looks like that's going to cooperate with us. You guys, let me know out there in YouTube world. Make sure that's showing up on your screen correctly. We're going to go right to the website. We're going to do it together as one big happy family tonight. How about that?
Nice. All right.
So let's just go down the line, right? So we got, first thing caught my eye, you guys have business services, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So AirWire for business, better bounties, better airdrops, better social media marketing, all wrapped up in peer-to-peer token transfer package, converting new users to any platform, blockchain, or traditional. It's one of the largest problems startup companies face, which is very, very true. So you guys have the ability to enhance cost-effective user adoption and engagement through patent-pending wallet creation mechanisms. Talk to us about that. But before you get into that, just kind of give us a nutshell before you go into the details and nooks and crannies of what this coin is all about. Tell us what it is. Tell us what it is on that, like, the super crypto fan that's out there, and tell us what it is on the new crypto person that's just hearing about Bitcoin or cryptocurrency for the first time, to give them a full understanding of it.
For sure. Well, yeah, we definitely need to build upon what our core technology is for us to get to the business services. So our coin is called Wire. It's a PIVX clone. You can do POS staking. It has masternodes. I think we're up over 800 masternodes now. So we're doing really well.
Awesome.
And for those who don't know, POS staking means you can just hold the coins in your wallet. You don't need to have these expensive hardware to stake and to gain rewards. And masternodes are, if you hold, for us, it's 35,000 Wire. You help secure our network by having your own node. And for that, you get rewards as well. They're more, it's an increase as far as being a masternode rewards versus POS staking. So if you can, the masternodes are the way to go. Okay. And so that's kind of how it is on the technical level. What our coin does, this is the exciting part.
Yes, let's hear it.
You, with our platform, you can send not only our token, but any token that we list. Almost, it's, we say it's like an exchange, but it's not really an exchange. It just works that way. So you know how exchange lists all types of currency that they can trade? Well, we can list all types of coins on our platform, and you can send and receive cryptocurrency back and forth. And you can do that through a multiple mechanism. So you can do it through text, through SMS, you can do it through email. You can do it through a custom link where you just create your own link and you can put it in Facebook, you know, anywhere that has a chat, you can post that link. You can do it directly through Twitter. We have QR code capabilities, and that currency will go to whoever you want. So if you know somebody's text, their cell phone number, and they say, hey, send me some crypto, that's all you need. You just jump on our platform, you type in their number, you pick what currency that we have available that we've integrated, and you can send that to them, and it gets to them, you know, in 15 seconds. It's immediate.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Hold on, man. Let's just stop the bus for a moment, if we will. Okay. So you mean to tell me that you have the ability to, going through your platform, that if I have a friend who knows nothing about cryptocurrency and that's not tech savvy at all, but they know how to do social media stuff like every other American in the world now that's like they're in zombie mode with social media, that I could either do a tweet or a Facebook message or a text message and send them cryptocurrency that way?
Yes. And that's only that's probably, it's the good part. It's not the great part. we're doing well. We've really developed something that hasn't been done. And so the first part is to give everybody multiple options to send their cryptocurrency. Well, the second part is, and this is an issue that's been ripe within the crypto space for nearly since Bitcoin was created, is how do you get cryptocurrency from someone who has cryptocurrency and knows about it to someone who doesn't? The old way of doing it, the way that every other cryptocurrency that we know of does it, is let's pretend that you've never heard of crypto. And I say, okay, I'm going to send you one wire right now. Well, in the traditional way, you would have to go find our website, go down the website, find the wallet of Wire, download the wallet, go into the wallet, which isn't an easy thing to do for a somebody who's brand new into cryptocurrency. I mean, there's barriers to entry here as far as education. You'd have to go find this long alphanumeric address, copy it, paste it, send it to me, and then finally, once I get it, I can start the process of sending you crypto. It's archaic. Like, it shouldn't be that way.
Right.
And so we fixed it. Where with our platform, if I send you Wire, you get a link through text or, you know, all those means that we've already talked about, and you click that link, and all those things, all those barriers, we've automated. So you don't have to pre-download a wallet. You don't have to go to our website. You don't have to find the address. You click accept that I've sent you crypto. It generates you a wallet. It creates you an address. It puts the currency directly into your wallet. So you don't have to do anything. Like, it's already there. It's literally on the level that you would get with Venmo or PayPal. That ease of use.
Wow. So you guys have taken what is the biggest obstacle for many new newcomers to cryptocurrency, and you guys have totally eliminated that and normalized it along the same lines as current fiat currency transactions, or as easy as texting your friend or sending a tweet out.
And we patented that process. So
right now, yeah. winner, chicken dinner. Okay, so you guys can do all that. You guys have a patent on it. So, okay, so now this makes sense, right? So looking at everything, now I understand why you said you guys have enhanced cost-effective user adoption and engagement through, though it's patent-pending wallet creation mechanism, social reach for businesses and ICOs in a streamlined and targeted way. So you're saying with ICOs that are going on out there, they can still utilize this technology to interact with an ICO that's currently in process or currently going on too?
Yeah. So let's get into the business part because this is cool. And let me go back just for 1 second. So if you look at the top 10 cryptocurrencies right now, you know, Bitcoin, Ripple, you know, we know Litecoin, we know all of them, Ethereum. If you ask, you know, if you ask yourself, how do I get these currencies to somebody? You literally can't do it. You have to do it the old way that I talked about. And so when you're talking about innovation in the cryptocurrency space, everyone is kind of focused on the like the back end, like the Cardanos of the world or the Ethereums. They're all so dug down deep into the technicalities of everything that no one's even really taken a step to think about the end user. And it's not a bad thing, but if we're going to get to mass adoption, we have to think about the end user. We have to think about people that have never been in crypto before. And right now,
amen, brother.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
And right now, you know, if you're trying to send Bitcoin, Bitcoin's hard. It's hard because you have to do all those things. You have to pre-download a wallet. You have to do all those things that we talked about, and it takes forever, right? I mean, who knows? It could be a half hour or 45 minutes longer until you get that Bitcoin in. So we've taken each aspect that it's going to take for mass adoption to happen, and we automated it, and then we patented it. So as far as a way that anybody else in the crypto space is going to figure out how to, you know, do that same mechanism or somewhere close without infringing upon, you know, the patent that we submitted, it's going to be pretty hard. So we have a really strong position as far as going forward in the crypto space. But other than that, let me go back into the business side now.
Okay, so go ahead. Take your time, man. Hey, listen, there's no rush. We still have 37 minutes to go. We got a lot of time. You're doing fantastic. And this, I'm finding this all pretty intriguing. This has got to probably be one of the most fascinating coins we've had on the show. And I believe my co-host would agree with that.
I appreciate it, guys. I'll fill up your 37 minutes for sure.
All right. Fill up away. Go ahead.
Okay. So we have about 20 coin partnerships right now.
I'm looking at that. Let's go. Let me go to that on the screen here.
And most there's some that are on there. There's some that we've done about 10 days straight of announcements. If anyone's in our Telegram or in our Discord, I mean, just every day we have something brand new and huge that's going on for us right now.
Okay.
So there's probably half or maybe even more than half partnerships that just because of NDAs or other aspects, we haven't actually gave that information to the public yet. But we have them. And as our users can see, we've been releasing them slowly. As you know, as that red tape has loosened up, we've been letting everybody know. But we have 20 partnerships, and you don't get that unless you have a compelling use case. And the compelling use case is for their communities to utilize AirWire to expand their communities, you know, to grow. So anybody that comes into our platform, they're allowed access to our users to, you know, tell them about their coin, and we already have their wallets integrated into our platform, so people can share cryptocurrency back and forth, no matter what currency it is. We decided to go a step further, just than the sending and the receiving. So we've seen the airdrops, we've seen bounties, and we've seen how hard it is for companies to execute. And so what did we do? We automated it. So inside our platform, let's say you are, you know, Wire X coin.
Right.
And you want to airdrop to your community. Let's say you have 50,000 emails or 50,000 cell phone numbers, or, you know, you have a QR code that you just want to drop to everybody. As a third party, you can create that bounty or airdrop inside AirWire's platform, to where people from AirWire's community or anybody else coming to the platform can just find that airdropper bounty, fulfill the rules. It's all, we automate that process as well, where we're verifying whatever key metrics that you want hit are hit, and then we deploy their currency to those people. Or you can drop them in, let's say, you know, you're trying to airdrop to 50,000 emails. Well, you can just drop 50,000 emails into our platform, and using that mechanism, that easy onboarding and wallet generation mechanism, you can just drop to 50,000 users. And if they click accept, you now have 50,000 new users instantly. So you can,
in a sense, to find new users for this, it's literally a click of a button if they all want to come on board with a click of a button. Yep,
exactly. And if they don't, there's a timing expiration where in 7 days, those current, let's say you're airdropping, you know, 10 coins per person,
right?
And only half of them accept. Well, the other half that don't, in 7 days, that cryptocurrency comes back to you. You don't lose it in the ether. So it's very efficient as far as a marketing standpoint for other cryptocurrencies, because either you have users that are actively engaging in whatever bounty or airdrop that you want, or you get the cryptocurrency back. It's, as far as a marketing and advertising standpoint, there is no better mechanism.
It's crazy, man. You guys have this. You guys are gonna be like ranked so high here in a few more days based on what you guys got going on right now. This is insane.
Right, and so I just want to jump in and tell you about how the Wire token works. So the Wire token is the utility token of the platform.
Gotcha.
So not only are there the POS rewards that we talked about in the masternodes, but they're the fees of the platform. Think of, you know, how exchange tokens work, like Binance Coin or any of those, where when you're sending cryptocurrency back and forth, there's a small fee, and that fee is in Wire. Or if you're a business airdropping to, you know, 50,000 users or whatever that is, there's a fee to that, and that fee is in Wire. So there's a million reasons as far as from a utility standpoint to own the Wire token. And the more partners we bring on, the more use cases we give Wire to be held and utilized. So that's the second part of Wire that makes it very advantageous.
Wow, man, you guys, man, this is it's a lot to take in. I'm pretty sure. Now, keep in mind, I got to make sure to put this disclosure out there. We are not financial advisors. We cannot tell you how to invest. We can't tell you to spend your last on this great project. We could only present you with information that you're able to make an educated decision on what to do for your future investments. But just looking at this, and I don't think we've ever really brought on a coin that just doesn't make sense. And I hate to sound like a broken record to people, but we're very particular about who we bring on the air to talk with, to present to the people that watch, right? And this makes total sense as far as bringing in the masses and making it easy. You know, I always believe that a project or a platform should be easy, inviting, and safe to use. And based on just looking at, I can't stop looking at this this configuration that you guys have on here that walks you through the steps. It's easy, inviting, and safe, and it looks very intuitive. It looks like using the typical application that you would use on your phone for like social media, in fact. And
exactly.
Which is nice. Now, I want to scroll up here to the, you got four new, these are your affiliates, Armchair, if I'm saying that correct.
Amchar,
okay.
Yeah.
Artchain, you got, is that Digilite or IG Lite? I don't know.
IOLite,
okay. I didn't know what I was looking at there. Cool. Mm-hmm. Cartblock, Luxem Coin, Showhand, and Social Spaces. Now,
yeah, and the ones that we've announced recently that aren't on there, we need to get our graphics team and our front end dev to add those on. But we added in Zestcoin this week.
Oh, okay.
We added in Vitae, which is another masternode coin. We added in Bitcoin Green, which is another Masternode coin. And I'm trying to think if I'm missing any. Like I said, I've done 10 days straight of announcements.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out which ones aren't on the website yet that we can put in.
Now,
those are just a few.
You guys are doing it, man. You guys are doing it on a very, very high level. This is high level stuff we're looking at right now, right? And I believe Johnny would agree with me. We're very privileged to have you guys on the show with us tonight. So thank you guys for coming on the show. I know people say, well, thank you for having us on, but we thank you guys for coming on too. Now, here's what I like. Outside of technology, that's all fine and dandy, right? Mm-hmm. Those things are great. But what we really like is the fact that you guys have faces, right? And you have real yeah. names. Like this is now this, are you guys on LinkedIn also?
Is oh, that, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the team, man. We got yourself, Ken. We got mm-hmm. David. I've seen his very serious face on online a few times. Discord. We got Luke, and the three of you guys are like the three kings, the three founders. Is that right?
That's correct. And Luke's from London. He's been a developer, you know, all of his life. The kid, he's 21 years old, but he's absolutely brilliant.
Okay, looks very confident in this picture too, by the way.
Yeah, he's worked for the British telecoms for a while. So he definitely, even though he's young, he definitely has some major experience behind him.
Awesome. And then you got David. Like I said, I've seen him. You guys got a large team that
sure. I feel like we need more.
Hey, YCD plug. I mean, ycdhub.info in the job postings right there. You can post your jobs or what you need. And we'll make sure we make that connection happen for you guys.
It'll be wanted, : everything.
And that's what the ycdhub.info is all about, man, bringing together developers of the crypto world and communities.
Very cool.
Before we go any further, Johnny, do you got any questions for or comments for what you've heard so far on tonight?
No, I like the auto send back mechanism. Like if you do an airdrop, nobody accepts it. Mm-hmm. Can that technology get so for the charity projects that are out there that do the cold wallets? Mm-hmm. And say I find somebody on the street and they need to go to a Goodwill, and I've got a charity coin. I want to give them a paper wallet or something to where they could go to that Goodwill and get a jacket or some food or something from the mm-hmm. store. And use that paper wallet. If they don't use it, can that mechanism, you know, send those coins back in the same way? Or once it's on that paper wallet, then that's it. You know what I mean? Like, could it be like retracted after the fact?
On the paper wallet, it's going to be it'll be gone. It'll be, you know, towards them. It's really inside our platform that works. And I live out here in LA. And so most of the people that are, you know, how you want to say it, not well off,
right?
They still have cell phones.
That's the thing. You know what I mean? That's it, man. This is why I like this coin, man.
So if you have internet access, if you have a cell phone, if you have a cell phone number, we can get cryptocurrency to you. And that's kind of the big things that we're doing now. I mean, we have teams now that are going into Venezuela, that are going into Turkey, that are going into a lot of places that aren't heavenly right now. And we're trying to make a difference. And
I like you guys.
And we can do that easily because, like I said, if they have an email address, which everybody does, or a cell phone number, like, we can get crypto to you. That's the first major step that we've accomplished.
Wow. You guys got to do a Zoom call from Venezuela, and we can cover that. Do like live coverage of how crypto is affecting people down there, because there's a lot of stories out there that, you know, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general is actually helping the people out down there.
Yeah, we have ambassadors down there right now. So I mean, this is real life for us, is to see how we can make a difference immediately. He's down there doing. He's speaking at seminars. He's doing gatherings. He's teaching people about crypto, and then he's teaching them about what AirWire can do for them, because no one else has, you know, the technology the way we have it, and the way we've have it set up to where it's easy for them, even if they've never been, you know, in the space. Like you said, we build it thinking about the user that's never been in crypto. So if you look at our platform, it kind of looks like, you know, a Venmo or PayPal, just very, very simple, but clean, so that no one has to look at the screen and go, oh my God, like what is all this?
Yeah, man, this is, I'm looking at it. it looks very refreshing.
It's plug and play.
Yes. It looks very, very tasty on the screen. Let's go ahead and click the register button, see what it looks like to walk through that. So basically we will get started.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you would type in your email address, username, all that good stuff.
Right.
Bam, you're in there. Let's do it.
And you're in. So for the people that the first time you have to go through the KYC process to get through, but once you've done that, from that point on, it's just username and password, just like anything else that you ever use. And any coins that have been sent to you are just automatically put in there. So it's instant.
Wow.
And while you're doing that, you know, we were talking about the business applications, and you were kind of walking through your thoughts on it. Well, let's take it a step further and imagine that, and we are doing this right now, is imagine that you are a business in crypto or out of crypto. We're going to have a massive user base. You know, just right now we've signed a deal with a coin that, or, you know, with a company that we haven't announced yet.
Okay.
But we're not talking, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of users. We're talking, millions of users.
Wow.
And so when you're looking at the kind of user base that we're going to have, it's not small potatoes. Right. It's going to be very attractive to other people in the crypto space and even outside. And what we can do inside our platform, let's say you are, pick a car company, pick Ford, and you have the new Mustang commercial coming out, right?
Right.
Well, what you can do is you can embed that 30-second car commercial inside our platform, by wire, and then have it so it's almost like an advertisement bounty where people can come to our platform and Ford goes, would you watch our Ford Mustang commercial for 5 wire? You click accept, the 30-second commercial plays, and then at the end of that 30-second commercial, the same mechanism that we've talked about this entire time pops up where you click, the wire goes straight into your account, and it's efficient. And then if you look at it from a marketing and advertising standpoint, look at where everyone goes now. They go to YouTube, they do all these things, and they pay X amount of money, and they have no idea the return they're gonna get. They don't know if people are gonna watch their entire commercial. They don't know if they're gonna wait to 5 seconds and click skip ad, like we all do. So with us, you know that if you're deploying funds from a marketing budget, that these people are watching 100% of what you want them to watch before they get to collect their bounty, or the currency goes back to the company, like we talked about before. So it's going to change how digital marketing and advertising is done, because there is no more just these blanket, I'm going to give YouTube, you know, $1 million and hope for the best.
Right.
It's not going to work that way. It's going to be on a la carte basis where, you know, people either do what you want them to do and then you can pay, or you get the money back.
Wow. This is pretty.
There's that word again. A la carte.
A la carte, baby. A la carte. All right. So this is pretty simple, man. It just, you're just walking through it, putting in your information. I assume it's not too drastic as far as information or that they're asking for, right?
Have you been to the platform and KYC'd yet?
No.
Okay. So there's the normal process of that, which is you have to submit your, you know, an identification and like a utility bill.
Gotcha. They want to verify that you are who you say that you are, so you won't be doing any fraudulent activity online.
Yeah. I mean, we're US based and we're very conservative. We've already won the game. We have a platform that's live. We have a technology that no one else can match. You know, we've submitted our patents for that. We don't need to get shifty and try and, you know, skirt the corners and get SEC's attention.
Right.
We do everything not even near the line. We're so far conservative from the line that if the line moves, we're still good.
Wow. Wow. Man, this is good. This, go ahead, Johnny.
Do you show the patent, like the patent numbers anywhere? Is it for like the investor if they wanted to see the patents?
I believe we have it somewhere. I'll get it on the website. It's not a secret. I think we gave it to our Discord and Telegram users at one point, but yeah, we can just have it on the website.
Okay.
It's there for everyone to see.
Wow. Okay. So this is what the screen looks like. I haven't registered officially, but this takes you back to the home screen of the dashboard. Looks like this is where you can deposit your wire. This is where you can deposit your hand, your AMC, your kWatt, your ACG. Let's look at all the coins. Okay. So those are the coins you're working with right now. You can withdraw everything right there. And just like we said, it's pretty much like working a social media website. Send requests. It's almost like social media meets the Cash App.
Yeah, well,
it's exactly. All crypto. Man, awesome. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff.
That the sending and receiving function, that's our core. That's what we built first. But as you guys can see, it's the second and third layers that's what makes the cake. And we even have more that we're building onto now. And we're utilizing some partners as well. We're partnering with some people so that we don't have to build everything from scratch. Okay. We can just join and grow faster. I'm all about scaling.
Plug and play.
But this isn't the end of us. I mean, we're not going to be ascending, receiving, you know, one trick pony. It's going to be an entire ecosystem built on top of that core technology. Everything from a social network to retail to anything you can imagine. It's going to be an all-inclusive platform.
Oh, this is fantabulous, man. This is straight amazing. Let's get back to the main screen here. All right, so let's talk about rewards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what can they expect from the Masternode rewards as we get ready to wind this down and get ready to hear from our live audience that's out there listening?
Great. So the rewards right now, I looked at them yesterday. I believe you get, each reward is 63 wire. And so if you don't know how Masternodes work, every 60 seconds, a reward is mined. So that's about 1,440 rewards per day at 63 wire. So everyone gets about 2 rewards per day, which is what, 126 wire per day, if you own one Masternode.
Nice.
So it's really advantageous. You're just, as long as you have your computer running, you don't need to have your computer running. As long as you have it set up, you're just gaining those rewards every day for just securing our network. It's no physical work involved.
Wow. Wow. So it's doing it all for you. So is it the traditional setup then with the traditional Masternode, you guys eliminated that also, or is it you have to still set up with a VPS or?
You still set up with a VPS. We have a Masternode guide that's very intuitive. That's the hard part about Masternodes is you see these guides and you have to search the internet and it's not even your guide, it's somebody else's guide that you're just trying to figure it out. Well, we created our own guide and we made sure that it was step by step so that again, someone that's never been in crypto can easily follow these directions and get their Masternode set up. And that's in our Discord channel, along with a huge group of people that work for us, our team that is there pretty much 24/7, that if you have any questions about your Masternode or anything else, like they're there to assist you and help work you through the problem.
That's good.
No,
you're good. Go ahead. Take your time.
We just came out with today, and this is big news for us.
Big news.
Big news.
Come on.
We rolled out a Masternode pooling, bot, inside our Discord. so that right now it's 35,000 for a master node. Nice. 35,000 wire for a master node. Well, let's say you only have 5,000, but you want to jump into those rewards. And well, you can send your coins to this master node pooling mechanism, and it groups you with other people that might have 5,000. You know, I'm just picking easy numbers here. To get up to that 35,000, and it creates a master node for you. So you can still participate in those rewards.
Is that the minimum?
No, I was just using that for easy numbers. okay. I believe it's anything. I'd have to look again, but I don't believe there's a minimum involved.
Now, is this on Discord or is this on the website?
It's on Discord. We will be getting that on the website as well. We'll be integrating something like that into where the platform is going to be all encompassing. So anything that you think we can do outside, we're eventually going to integrate it straight into it.
The more people working together to make a masternode, to work together and get a group together for people that can't afford a masternode, I can't think of a better way.
Yep, exactly. We're an all-inclusive company. If we're going to do what we want to do, which is have, you know, bring in everyone from not only in crypto currently, because we have some great features for them, but to get everyone that next wave, you know, once we get this next bull market going, we're going to see a huge influx of users that have never been in crypto before. And we're going to be waiting there with open arms to get them into crypto.
This is magnificent, man. Unlike anything we've had on the show. And if we've seen anything like this, someone slap me now. But
we're gonna definitely have to do a part two to this.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Let's give some shout outs too while we have the guys on the air, Johnny, in our chat that's going on here. We got Joker. I think I saw him lingering around.
What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, man? What's up, you're all right?
Hey, man.
I'm doing well. It was a long work day, but I'm doing well.
There it is. You made it. Another Friday. All right. So we got shout out to Jim Wilson, known as Jimmy Crypto. All right.
Jimmy Crypto.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Yeah. He's got 10,000 wire giveaway on his Twitter page. You can catch him at, I don't normally give out plugs like this, but I'll do it tonight. I'm feeling really, really happy and free with life. At Jimmy K Wilson 82. And maybe we can talk together sometime, Mr. Jimmy K. Wilson, 82, and do some cross promotions together in one big happy family in the crypto universe. Christian Hueso, Wow Obi-Wan Kenobi. Scott LaRock hanging out with us from the Hyped on Crypto crew. Crypto Alex, King Crypto. Got the Joker who's already. Yeah, so we got a few people hanging out. E.I. Newton's come back to hang out with us tonight, man. Thanks.
Hey, what's up, E.I.?
E.I.! Thanks for the love that you showed us last night. Hey, listen, people, this show costs us to run it, contrary to the belief of many. So your donations are always welcomed. We take X42. We take, I'll even take some wire tonight. If you guys got some wire that you want to show some love to it. Yes. So, yeah, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Oh, Riz Thomas. Go ahead. Who was that in the background?
I said smash the likes.
Yes, smash the likes. We love it. We love it. All right, so we need 35,000 for Masternode, right? Mm-hmm. POS rewards. Did you touch on that at all? I don't think if you did, I didn't quite hear you right.
I mentioned it. So the POS rewards, they're a little bit harder to explain because the Masternodes work like this. You know, say you're number one of 800. So the Masternode, you get your reward. You know, it comes in, you're 63 wire. Then you move to the back of the list. So it goes 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 800, circles back, and now you get your next reward. So it's very easy to determine what your rewards are going to be per day. With the POS, it's more of an algorithm. So the more wire that you hold, it's an increase in probability that the next reward is going to be yours, if that makes sense. And it's pretty consistent as well, but there is no set guideline. Like if you hold X amount, you're going to get X amount of rewards. It's more on a probability scale than what the masternodes are.
Gotcha.
but they're still great. So every reward you get is 27 wire if you just generally stake versus the 63 wire that you would get through masternodes.
Very nice. Very nice. And where can we find this coin right now? What's the main exchanges?
Well, that's more news.
Oh, breaking news.
If you haven't seen it, we were on System Coin first. I think they're like number 32, 34 as far as exchange volume. They're out of Turkey, and we did that specifically because we wanted to get into that community, that country. If you don't know, Turkey has the highest percentage of adopters. I think they're at like 18% of their population is in crypto. So we really wanted to get in there and gain some market share. We listed on CMEX. I think they're in like number 23 or 24.
Okay.
They're big in Russian speaking areas and Brazil. So we got in there just because we had the opportunity to, but we're really going to try and infiltrate those markets as well and get penetration. But the big news is we got listed on IDAX late last night, early morning U.S. time.
Awesome.
And IDAX is, I think today they're number 8 as far as volume, exchange volume. Wow. Yeah. So we got BTC, ETH, and USDT pairings. We got all 3.
Let's look at that. So I'm looking at that right now. Let's look at some volume numbers.
We got some volume today.
Yes, I'm looking at that, man. It's the most volume. It's the highest volume you guys got going right now. Yeah. So 70% of your volume is coming from IDAX and the BTC market right now. It's coming in at about 6 cents per coin. Right. And you guys, excuse me. You guys have volume. I wasn't sneezing. I was coughing. You guys have volume of almost $70,000 in the BTC market, just over $12,000 in the ETH market, and of course, Johnny's favorite market, the U.S. dollar tether, just over $10,000. So
yeah, and yeah, the day's not up yet. That we got listed about 20 hours ago, so that's not even a full day's worth.
Wow, that's huge. What's the are you guys able to talk about the market cap at all right now, as far as roundabout again for those, you know, number gurus that are out there?
Where you? Sure. So, right. If you don't know, if you don't know about CoinMarketCap, they take, the first time you get on it is very,
they take forever.
They take forever. They're always wrong, because they take just the basic information and then they make you go back and forth and dial it in. So the info is wrong on there. It says we have 266 million, wire. Well, we don't, we burned about 74 million during the token sale, and we have another, I'm trying to do the math here, another 57 million locked as far as, you know, company tokens. And so our real circulating supply is only 135 million.
Wow.
Right. So about half of what they're showing right now.
Ooh. Not a financial advisor.
Interesting, right?
Oh, man. Hey, anyone out there, man, look. We've just laid it on the line. We showed you how easy it is to do it live on the air, how to set up your account. And you guys have just heard those numbers. Interesting.
Yeah, we feel really good once everything gets dialed in and people there aren't question marks as far as when everybody can just go and see exactly what our totals look like, we're going to be happy.
That's awesome stuff, man. That is great. All right, so we're good there on all those great things. All right, as we got 6 minutes to go on the show. Questions from our live audience. James Rickey, thank you for joining the show, and that doesn't even account for what's locked in masternodes. You are absolutely correct, Mr. James Rickey. Amen to that, brother.
I think we have I have to look. We're easily over 20 million wire, I think, locked in masternodes. So, you know, if you're looking at what's actively available, we're getting down towards that 100 million mark.
All right. So King Crypto just chimed in on the chat, says, market cap says 16 million on masternodes live. That puts them in the top 100 coins. Tasty. This is great, man.
Delicious.
Delicious. Yes. It's like,
hey guys, I got a question.
Ribs on a summer day.
Sure.
Go ahead, man. Sorry, guys. Could resist.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, so when I want to text and send my family such and such coins, mm-hmm. and they know nothing about crypto, where are the coins stored and how do they spend them? And you know, they're going to be like, what's this cryptocurrency I just got on my phone?
Right. So it'll be stored on the platform. So we have a regular, you know, QT wallet, just like every other wallet out there. But everyone who's advanced enough to know about them, we feel like we don't have to explain that to them. For the people that aren't that advanced in crypto, the platform's more than capable to just holding their wire on there or any other currency that we list that people send back and forth. So, you know, at that point, all they have to do is just like they're signing into email or anything else, they just sign into our platform with the username and password that they pick and their coins are there. What you're talking about is off-ramps. How do I get wire or any other currency from the platform into US dollar or whatever else they're trying to do? And there's a few ways to do that. One is the general route, which is you can take it to one of our exchanges, including IDEX, again, which we just listed on. And I'm proud of that. I didn't think we were gonna have a top 10 exchange this early on, but we have a great team and we pulled it off. So you can go on there and System Coin is the same thing. They have, you know, they have US dollar off-ramp. But the next phase, the next layer that we're working on is being able to spend that crypto straight from the platform. And whether that be a virtual debit card type scenario or an actual debit card scenario where you just go to Starbucks, swipe the card and it does its magic, taking the coins from our platform to the exchange, exchanging them into USD and sending them straight to Starbucks. We're working on all those right now and that'll be a reality shortly.
Okay, so then for an example, so say I send some crypto to mm-hmm. my aunt and then in a text, it'll pretty much, will it just be automated? Will it say, you know, you just received such and such coin from Kurt and then it's going to direct them to the AirWire platform?
Yeah, so it'll be very, it's very intuitive. So she'll get a text that says, you know, it won't say Joker, it'll say your real name. Yep. Because you're sending it to, you know, someone that you know. Such and such has used AirWire to send you, you know, X amount of whatever token it is. Okay. Click here to accept. And you click here, and it does all the magic that we talked about early on. It auto-generates everything for her, and there is crypto inside her wallet, inside our platform, whatever that token is.
But then she would need to do the KYC?
The first time, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Just like, you know, if you're opening up a bank account, you have to KYC these days. So it's not something foreign to anyone anymore.
Awesome. Oh, man. Well, hey, I must say it's been a true pleasure having you guys on. We've really run out of time. Maybe we can have you guys come on another time and we could talk about more in-depth information. As you guys know, of course, make sure you hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Myself, Johnny Boy Crypto, and the rest of the Your Crypto Daily crew, we thank you guys for coming on. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Don't forget, next Friday, VitaCoin. Man, I'm getting old. VitaCoin. Make sure you guys. Partner. Yes. Oh, see, there it is. You guys got to come on the show next week. All right. Hey, listen, you guys keep it crypto. We love you. And we are out.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Test your dial. This is not a test. You've officially been taken over by the Crypto Watchers Network. sent to test your dial. This is not a test. You've officially been taken over by the Crypto Watchers Network.